Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierzwicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierzwicki.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Inspiration Monday. I just wanted to come on today and talk to you about your process at home with your children. So as a single mom, it is the utmost importance for my son and I to have a streamlined process. And for me to be able to incorporate him into doing things and empowering him to be able to do things on his own. He's so independent, and he really has been since he was young. I mean, he's an only child, so it's really important for him to actually be a part of a family. And our family is so tiny. It's just him and I and our two animals. We have a fur kitty and a fur doggy. And they are our babies. And to Vincent, the dog he wrestles with, and it's kind of like, in a weird way, a brother, because that's all he's ever known, you know? And so as Vincent has gotten older over the years and more capable of doing things around the house, I have slowly begun to delegate things for him to take care of, such as his own laundry or even shoveling. And now dishes and putting dishes away. Now that he's tall enough, he's taller than me, so he absolutely can do things like that. Well, one of the things that I know about myself is when I am feeling overwhelmed and I am feeling like nobody's helping me, I don't handle it right. This has taken massive awareness for me to be able to notice how I'm feeling and communicate my feelings. Communicate your feelings, Liz. And really just sit down and share with somebody the way I'm feeling, because I have a tendency to, in my head, say, I'm not being supported, I'm not being helped, and feel like I'm being taken advantage of, when I know that that's not happening. I know that nobody is ever trying to take advantage of me. Well, maybe not, that's not true. But I know that the people that are close to me and my loved ones are absolutely not trying to do that. So for me to be able to communicate what I need is not always been the easiest thing for me. I've never been good at delegating, even in my own business. I've never been really good at telling other people what to do. I just don't like doing it. And it's one of the things that I've really had to learn in my leadership role as an owner of a business and a boss to people. And then also now as a parent to a teenage boy. Being able to show him in a way that he'll want to do things. So, you know, it's really important for us to be able to get people to want to do things instead of telling them to do things. They, you know, we want them to want to do it. And so today I wanted to share with you just what my process was today as I sat down with my son and we talked about some of our New Year's goals. We have so many big goals. And now that he's 15, he's in this with me. And we're going to be bringing to the world a cooking show, just him and I. And I'm so excited. This is going to be on my YouTube channel, along with some other shows that I'm going to be doing. Slowly but surely, we will release those as I can add more bandwidth to my own personal schedule. But this is one of the things that I really wanted to do with my son. And so for him and I, we have to set time together to really think about what we want to do for the show and what we want to cook and then go get the groceries and have the camera set up and have our team set up and so that we can do this appropriately and the right way. So that's happening. And there's other things that, you know, he's excited about and I'm excited about, and we're coexisting some of the times. He's got a girlfriend and they are on the phone all the time. They're tethered to each other. And as a mom who is very hyper aware of codependency, I am really trying to instill in my son the independence. And you know, I love their relationship. It's so cute. And I love love. Love is amazing. And love is what we're here for. But we're here for healthy love. And healthy love doesn't abandon everything else around it. And I'm showing that to my son in different ways, where sometimes when he's here or when we're in the car and he's on the phone the whole time with his girlfriend, it just makes me feel like I don't exist in his world, and he needs to get out of his world and into reality sometimes. You know, there's a time and a place for our cell phones, and we're all learning this. You know, even at dinner and restaurants, this is funny. So at Christmas, my mom's husband was on his new smartphone, and he's never had a smartphone, so he's never really had to worry about it. And he's made comments in the past about, oh, the kids are always in their faces in their phone. And he's sitting there, and I go, who are you talking to? And he goes, oh, I'm trying to text somebody who's trying to buy my car. And I go, I think I've heard somebody say everybody's always on their phones. And he goes, I know, I swore I would never do this. So it's addicting. It is an unconscious thing that we begin to do when we get these smart little suckers in our hands, because we're hyper-connected and we've got everything, and a thought will pop into our mind and we're like, oh, let me go look at that, or let me go check Instagram, or let me research this thing that I can because I have my phone here and because it's connected to the internet and I can research anything I want 24/7. So it is, we have to develop discipline around our phones and with our lives. So what I did today with my son is I got real with him, you know, and it spawned out of me basically attacking him in the morning and being like, look, I'm not feeling like I'm supported around here. Like, you're just on your phone all the time. And I do not like being like that. I do not like doing that to someone or having them feel the other end of that. So I said, let's go sit down and let's just go talk. I need to be real with you. Let me talk about all of the things that need to be done around the house. So I was like, okay, there's things on the inside of the house. There's our kitchen. Okay, we got to put dishes away. We got to put groceries away. We got to keep it clean. Counters washed, wiped down, the floor clean. We've got these furry beasts that have their hair all in the nook and crannies of everywhere. So our house needs to be clean. I'd love to hire a cleaner all the time, but that's just not possible all the time. So we have to do that. We have plants in the house that are alive. We got to water those plants. The pets need water and food. Oh yeah. And by the way, speaking about dog food, or kitty bowls, water bowls, those water bowls get slimy. So we got to wash those a couple of times a week in the dishwasher. We got to do our own laundry. We got to take care of our teeth. We got to shower. We need to work out. We need to eat. We need to build time for all of these things. And so, you know, I just sat down and I got real with them. I said, you know, it's snowy outside. We need to shovel the sidewalk. We need to shovel the walkway into our door. You know, what else? I have to pay bills. I work. And so if I'm working out of the house during the day, I still have to be in work zone, not in I get to come out here and cook zone and mom and do laundry zone. I got to work. I'm at home, but the hours of 8 to 5, I want to work like a normal job, so that when nighttime comes, I'm not working 24/7. I need to have boundaries around my work. And then I said, and the same thing goes for the studio. All of the things that I just mentioned, I have to do at the studio as well. And I said, so you can kind of see why I can get stressed out and where I need help. And I said, now you know all of this, what can you do on a daily basis and be disciplined with it? You know, and what really got me into this was I was listening to a military person who was talking about discipline. And so who I was listening to is Jocko, the Jocko podcast. And Jocko is, you know, he was in the military. And I, as a single mother, I like rules. I like discipline. I like order. I have to have it. As a business owner, I like rules. I like order. It has to happen. There are people that have to be in the right kind of positions so that the owner can focus on the future and bringing new revenues of income into the business. And the same exact thing applies for me as a single mother. I've got to focus on income, paying bills, and bringing in revenue for us to live this life. So it's just getting real. And I know that they're not teaching this in school. Why would they? It's our job. It's our job as parents to teach our children what the real world is like, because the real world is not easy. It's not easy. You don't just have a dream and then have the goal and get to walk down this sunshiny path down to your goal. That's not reality. You've got all these mountains and valleys in the middle of between where you are and where you want to be that you have to go through, and you can't cry every single time you come to a pothole or every time life is throwing you a curveball. You got to really understand that this is life and this is the way it is. It is not easy. The sunshiny path that I thought I had, want to have, isn't going to be sunshiny all the day, all the time. We're going to have clouds. We're going to sometimes trip and fall on our face. And are we going to get up? Are we going to get up bruised and bleeding a little bit and go, you know what? Yeah, sometimes I fall. Are we going to get back on track? You know, I have a really amazing friend who helps me, who's in the trenches in his career day in and day out. And he comes across a lot of crap. And so he's like, no, life isn't easy. It's just not. And there's been so many times I've called on him to just get a reality check and say, hey, you know, and I need that. I need that because I can be Pollyanna all the day sometimes and think everything is sunshine and rainbows and unicorns when I know it's not. And sometimes it's going really, really well for me. And sometimes I fall into a freaking crazy pit and I'm like, oh God, how am I going to get out of here? And it really is just understanding that that is life. You know, another example this past week, my son is selling stuff. He's got this little store through an app. And somebody bought something, but they went out of the app to buy this thing. And he was like, where's my money? He was getting so upset. He's like, I hate it when things don't work. And I said, no, this is not how we look at this. Something has gone wrong. And it's our job to find out where the missing link is. It's our job to dive in and figure this out. So we did, and we were looking into PayPal and we were looking into his email. And then finally, I just had this idea to click on the email, and I saw that it was at a Gmail. It was saying service@paypal.com, but when you actually clicked on it, the email opened up and it said something@gmail.com. And I pointed to it. I go, you've been scammed. This person's trying to get you to ship this item, and they sent you a fake email saying, and they had everything mimicked and mocked, just looked like a PayPal email would come through looking like. And I said, you've been scammed. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you saw that. And I'm like, well, you know, honey, when there is when something's going wrong, something has gone wrong. And we can't just, you know, fall to the ground and have a temper tantrum. No, we got to dive in and figure out what's going on. You know, and this is our daily work, you guys. It's mine as well as it is yours. Just because I have a yoga studio and I do yoga and meditation doesn't mean that my life is any easier than anybody else's. It's not. We're all in this together, and we are all experiencing problems day in and day out. And it's our duty to really find the solutions and focus our energy towards those solutions and really be disciplined. Discipline is showing up whether you want to or not. And you know what? I do know from my own self, with a lot of the projects that I want to do. I don't have to do them, but I want to do them. I've got to be more disciplined. And that means I'm going to have to let go of some of the things that are, you know, time sucking in my life and taking my time that are not productive and they're not sending me in the direction that I want to go. And also, I do know this as well. Asking for help is critical. It's so important. And I am not very good at it. I am trying to get better. And this is not an excuse, but I was the youngest of three and I did a lot of things on my own. Same thing with my business. I am kind of pretty independent, but I know that in order to grow, I've got to be able to count on people and I have to be able to rely on people to help. And one of the things I really like doing, I love having trade team people, but I do know that a lot of times when you're not paying anybody, they're really not that reliable. They're just not. Sorry, guys. I've only had a few trade team people at my studio that have been absolutely reliable. And because they were gung-ho at doing yoga and my fitness program. So the trade was a fair trade to them. And they got free yoga and fitness from me. And they did work. They did like social media work for me. But what I like is, and I don't mind, is paying people that are good for good quality work. And there are people in with this online business that I have at listenerswiki.com that are doing my website, that are doing my back end Infusionsoft system. And I pay people to do good work who know what they're doing. And that to me is worth it because they're experts at what they're doing. And I like to have an expert by my side and on my team. So I'm willing to pay for experts and people who take pride in the work that they put out in the world. I am one of those people and I do expect that. I do. And I know that expectations, they don't always work in your favor, but man, if I'm going to give high quality, you know, products to people or solutions to people, I want that exact same thing in return. So you guys, I just wanted to share this with you today. And if you have any sort of questions or comments, please come out to my online community. It's called The Liz Show. It's on Facebook. And that is a combination place, landing place for my YouTube channel and then also the podcast here. And so I'd love to talk to you there. I'd love for you to be a part of my community. That one is just my landing place in general. And then I also have a fitness one that's for just anyone and everyone that wants body and or nutrition coaching. And right now, that page on Facebook is called Look Good Naked, How To Process by Liz Nierswicki. Because that is the program that I am launching right now. On January 14th, we are going into an 8-week coaching program, deep dive. You're going to learn everything you need to know about how to look good naked. Yes, everything. But it's beyond that, you guys. It is so much more than that. I'm going to show you you're going to get the sugar detox, the gut reset protocol. You're going to build your future self and what that self looks like. You're going to build a process that works for you no matter what your lifestyle is like, whether you travel, whether you have autoimmune disorders, whether you're a mother. We're going to talk about every single problem that might be getting in your way of being healthy and fit, okay? And then we're going to go into exercise science and nutrition science. I'm going to bring to you my knowledge of the science of the body and how to work your body and fuel your body appropriately. And then also we're going to do, I'm so excited about this part, the Spiritual Warrior Fast. And this is a huge coaching program that I teach for about $2,000. And it's going to be included in this program. And this is going to have two protocols to follow, one for people who have 5 to 15 pounds to lose and one for people who have 15 to 50 pounds plus to lose. The strategies are different. The process is different. The supplements will be a little bit different. And we're going to go into that. And then I'm doing two free things. You're going to get the 90-day transformation for free. And then also you're going to get my self-love protocol for free. And I cannot wait to teach you that as well. So this is available for you now at lizneerswiki.com. Click on the Look Good Naked page and you can read about that and then sign up through that place. I'm only offering this once right now. I may do it again in July. I'm not sure. We'll see. But as of right now, this is our go time. And it's going to be a limited amount of subscribers or group participants that I'm going to allow into the program. We're capping it at 25 people. And 25 because I am going to personally touch and support every single person in a fashion that helps you reach your goals. So we're not going into one-on-one calls because this is a group premium group coaching call. But what we are doing is every single person will get their questions answered. Every single person, there's basically, I have this motto right now. No person's going to be left behind at all in this program. You're going to have your questions answered either because someone else is going to ask that same question and you're going to receive your answer, but every single person is going to be personally touched and they're all going to know what to do. This is education that will last you for the rest of your life. And it is coming to you for pennies, you guys, pennies in comparison to what this would cost you if you were to hire me as a one-on-one coaching client, or if you were to do this education on your own by becoming a personal trainer or becoming a nutritionist or becoming a dietitian. All of this is years and years of education being brought to you in this 8-week coaching course that you're going to have access for a year. So this is absolutely, hands down, one of the biggest projects that I've ever put together, and I am so incredibly excited to bring it forward to you. All right, you guys, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, do me a favor if you haven't yet, go ahead and give us a rating and a review in iTunes. I'd love to get your feedback. And also, I'm going to be doing some giveaways to the iTunes review of the week. I'm going to be sending out my international best-selling book, Happy Healthy Fit, to some of my favorite reviews. So please head out there and go ahead and give a rating and a review. And I cannot wait to read what you say. And also, don't forget, join us on Facebook. I'd love to see your face and meet you there as well. All right, guys, so much love to you. Have a great day and make it a great week.